loves. It's your favorite girl, Stacy, and I'm back again. How have you guys been? How's everything? How are you coping? Sorry for keeping you waiting for so long. So guys, today I'll be talking about what to do while waiting on God. First of all, what does it mean to wait? Waiting is the action of staying where one is or delaying action until a particular time or until something else happens. So what is that thing you're trusting God for? It could be a spouse, it could be a child, it could be a job, it could be a career path, or maybe you're waiting on Him for a miracle. Waiting can be so exhausting, frustrating, and boring. Waiting can be referred to as a hallway between closed and not yet open doors. So why should we even wait on God? Lamentation chapter 3 verse 25 to 26 says, "The Lord is good to those who depend on Him, to those who search for Him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord." Psalm 27 verse 14 also says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." So God wants us to wait on Him. And why does He want us to wait for Him? One, waiting reveals our true motives. It reveals the reason why we want what we want. Waiting builds patience in our lives. We learn to hold on. We learn to satisfy that gratification. Waiting also builds and transforms our character. Waiting builds trust, intimacy, and dependency on God. So we can agree that there are so many good reasons why God wants us to wait. So while waiting, what do we do? Today, I'll be talking about five things that we can do while waiting on God. One, worship God while you wait. It is important to worship God in all situations. While David was wandering in the wilderness, he worshipped God, and it restored his soul, helped him remember God's faithfulness, and realigned his hope. We can see that in Psalms chapter 63, verse 1 to 8. So even if you cannot praise God in the situation that you are, you can praise Him for who He is. You can praise Him for what He has done, for what He will do while you wait. Another thing that we can do while waiting is stay in Christ's presence. One of the reasons why waiting is so difficult is that there is usually a period of loneliness and isolation that comes with waiting. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 to 19 advised you to open your hearts and make Christ a home there, so that your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. God sees you. He understands what you're going through. He brings us comfort while we wait on Him and His promises to be fulfilled. So when we abide in Christ, we gain power, we gain clarity, we gain perspective, and we gain purpose. And we also build intimacy with God. So point number 3, while waiting, stay in the Word. Why it can be helpful to seek godly advice from trusted friends and family members, we should also forget the word found at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, which says that the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. So while waiting is important, it is very important to dig into the Bible. It could be studying a specific book of the Bible. It could be reading and studying about Bible characters that waited on God. It could also be summarizing scriptures, because God speaks to us through the Word. So we should not only read, but we should also listen while He speaks. Point number 4, prepare yourself while you wait. It is very important that we gather our resources while we wait. Instead of just sitting down, crying, sulking, worrying, or whining about the situation, seek for ways to become better equipped at what you're waiting for. You can learn a new skill, read books, study, and learn about the job you're waiting for. Take taking time to learn and to learn our strengths and weaknesses, learning to be better persons, deepening our walk with God, investing in lifelong pursuits, or learning a new sport. While you're waiting for a spouse, why don't you use the opportunity to get to know yourself better? What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? What are those things that makes you whom you are? What are those qualities that you should develop? If you're a woman, how can you make your home a better place? If you're a man, how can you make your family grow stronger in Christ? Take this time to deepen your relationship with God. Take that time to deepen and understand what your purpose is. Take that time to really understand what God wants from you and who God wants you to be. So instead of just sitting down crying and waiting for your partner, why don't you take that time to focus on becoming a better person, so that when the partner comes, they'll know that yes, they've received a rare gem. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29 to 31. God will energize and strengthen you while you wait. So it is very important to wait on God. So while you're waiting, get busy doing something. Don't just sit down. Don't just cry, whine. Get busy, learn a new skill. That job you're waiting for, read about it. Take courses on it. Practice, learn. Keep yourself busy at the point where you're waiting or trusting God for a miracle. And the last point is deepening our faith in God while we wait. When we choose to see waiting as an opportunity instead of an obstacle, we can lean into God and trust Him to open the next door for us. According to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 7, as we exercise our faith muscles, they grow stronger and strengthens us with hope and courage. So while waiting on God, we need to understand that God has our best interests at heart. He doesn't just want to see us suffer. He is taking His time to prepare us for the best, because He has only the best in store for us. So instead of just crying and blaming God and getting upset, why don't you take that time to get busy? Deepen your love for God. Deepen your faith. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Study the Bible. Meditate on it. How you can help you to be a better person. Meditate on the Word. Stay in a place of worship. Worship Him. There are so many things to be grateful for. Lots and lots of things to be grateful for. So guys, I'm going to stop here. In case you're waiting, please don't also forget that prayer is an important part of worship. Pray without ceasing. Spend time in God's presence. Pray to Him. Talk to Him about your needs. Talk to Him about your desires. Talk to Him about your burdens. He understands. He listens. He hears us. If we speak to Him like a father, He will listen to us. He will be there for us. He is always there to comfort us. So we should not hesitate to run to Him at every point. So if you're trusting God for something, have it at the back of your mind that He has your best interest at heart. Maybe He hasn't given you what you're looking for, but trust me, He's preparing something better for you. Something that you never even knew that you needed. He's preparing something good for you. So instead of just waiting around, get busy and deepen and strengthen your love for Him. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope I strengthened someone. I hope someone is encouraged. I hope someone feels better after listening to this. Thank you guys. I'll see you in my next episode. I love you all so much.